ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 वर्स 5 एंड 6 ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ वर्स 5। आई डू नॉट फियर हेल पॉवर्टी एंड ओशन ऑफ डिस्ट्रेस fall down from my position or even death itself as much as I fear cheating a brahmana. Verse 6. Yad yad dashyati loke asmin yad yad dashyati loke asmin samparitam धनादिकं संपरेतं धनादिकं तस्य त्याजे निमितं किं तस्य त्याजे निमितं किं विप्रस तुष्येन न तेन चेत् विप्रस तुष्येन न तेन चेत् यद्यदाशति लोकेस्मिन् संपरेतं धनादिकं तस्यताजे निमित्तं किं विप्रस्तुष्येन तेन चेत्। प्लीज ट्राई। माताजी वट यद यद whatsoever hashati will leave loke in the world asmin in this samparetang one who is already dead dhanadikam his wealth and riches tasya of such wealth tyaje in renunciation nimitang the purpose king what is vipra the brahmana who is confidentially lord vishnu tushyat must be pleased na is not tena by such riches chet if there is a possibility. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, you can also see that all the material opulences of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahman, Vamandev, is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose? Please repeat. My Lord, you can also see that all the material opulences of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahman Vamandev is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? Purport. The word Vipra means Brahmana and at the same time confidential. Bali Maharaj had confidentially decided to give the gift to Lord Vamandev without discussion. But because such a decision would hurt the hearts of the Asuras and his spiritual master Shukracharya, he spoke equivocally. Bali Maharaj, as a pure devotee, had already decided to give all the land to Lord Vishnu.
So here, this is the statement of Bali Maharaj. I do not fear hell. Who doesn't fear hell? Everybody is afraid of hell. Poverty, ocean of distress, fall down from my position, or even death itself, as much as I fear cheating a Brahmin. Very important. He says it's cheating a Brahman. He says, Namo Brahmano Devaya, Go Brahmano Hitaya, Jagat Hitaya. The Brahmans are very dear to Krishna. That's why here you see when Prabhupada left from our, shall I say, physical vision. He said that institute Varnashram Dharma. You understand? From Upanishad, Veda, Krishna is Purnam. He is complete, he is perfect. He is perfectly perfect. And he is pure devotee. He is ideal. Vaishnava, pure devotee. Here is another pure devotee, Bali Maharaj. Jajat Acharati Sestas. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Jajat Acharati Sestas. But great personalities, thus others should follow. To make it life perfect. Here is something we are learning. From Bali Maharaj, his father was, you know, an Asura, Virochan. But his father was again great devotee. Who? Prahlad Maharaj, one of the Mahajan. He said, Mahajana Jenagata Swapanta Saswasatta Nitam Guhayam. You want to know scripture, it is not so easy. You require some teacher. Here is a teacher, Prabhupada. Here is a teacher. Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. And he is there, still an instruction. And if you follow, as Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, Srimad Bhagavatam saying, everybody is born should be. Born. And Krishna is telling what it should be. Everybody is Shudra producing, all kinds of producing Shudra. How a Shudra can understand this? Whereas they know, well, they made it very simple, the Bhagavad Gita and others, still. Shudra, Dijabandhu, for them. We, so many times reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, can understand. Learning from Krishna. So how degraded we are, we can understand. How fallen we are. Kale doshe nidhiraja, pastihe ko mahan guna. But there is only one good quality in Kali Yuga. Really fortunate. No much tapasya. Simply why? Kirtana Deva Krishna. She become a devotee of Krishna. Devotee of Krishna is Satam Kirtantumam. All the time glorifying Krishna. Krishna means Krishna is devotee also. Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Serving Krishna, Prabhupada serving Krishna, Prabhupada's disciples, disciples serving Krishna. Yeah, Mayapur. And all our center. Chatantastra Dhiravata. Determined. Determined still I'm seeing. From how many? How I came, I think. The 74. How many years? 46 years? Still serving, coming from different parts of the world. So everybody will be tested. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you are serious to go back to Godhead, take up Krishna consciousness. And ask yourself what you are. And Krishna said, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam. What types of people? Just like maybe society compared to a body something. Body has got head, hand, belly, feet. So head, if head is, he's a madman, he's haunted by ghosts, what will happen? It'll be chaos. So this is modern society. So Prabhupada came, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came. Enlightened people. Yeah. Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaro Achare Pragyo. One is intelligent from the very childhood. He should practice Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada started this Gurukul. Last time morning I'm coming from going. First said, this is the future of ISKCON. Why? From childhood learned how to control him. Then you can become Brahmin. Why Brahmin is so powerful? Curse. 7 days you die. Parvati Devi cursing. Chitra Ketu. You become demon. Again, what? What was his name? Tasura. Of course, Vaishnava, Lord Shiva. So we'll explain to her. He should not have done that. He's my brother. Doesn't matter. He is telling why Parvati couldn't tolerate. She was sitting on the lap of Shiva and they are conversing with great sages. Shiva is exalted soul. Doesn't matter in front of sages. She is sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva. But Chitra Ketu, why? So, Prabhupada said, I wanted to create a group of people, a mode of goodness you can teach. The Brahmins teach. Patan, patan. Jajan, jajan. Dan, pratigya. This can, they can learn. Not just giving initiation. This, I am a Brahmin. I am sannyasi, I have got danda. In Mahaprasad. Dandavat. No. Dinadupi. This is voice. Toruri voice. Amani, namani. Kittaniya sahi, kancha. That is what Prabhupada wants. But for that, basic thing is Brahminical quality. That Krishna says. That Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 qualities of Brahmin. You have to cultivate. Samo, control mind. Not somebody told me something. Revenge. Brahmin means Chama, forgive. That is Bible even say. Saint means forget and forgive. Forgive and forget. Difficult, isn't it? That is why Prabhupada said, this is a movement for building character. Yes. How powerful a Brahmin. I remember, he said, Samo, Damo, Tapo, Saucham. Those are two qualities, Brahmin, very prominent. One is How truthful he is, exactly. Of course, controlling sense is very difficult. Anybody can tell here, I have got control over sense. I must have this. I'm trying. Anybody, please change hands. The control over your mind, all senses, please. You see? In order to become that, we have to pay the price. First become Brahman, then become Sannyasi Arhat. Then you can understand Vedic knowledge. When somebody asked Prabhupada, Max Müller wrote, Max Müller translating Vedic literature. Has he got Brahmanical quality? No. Then how will you know? A scholar cannot translate, but common people think, oh, yes. No. Many wrote Bhagavad Gita that couldn't make a single devotee of Bhakta of Krishna Vaishnava. But Prabhupada writing exactly as it is, confidential knowledge. Krishna says, essence, manmana bhava, always think of me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, always think of Krishna. Toto Prabhupada says, always think of Krishna. Mad bhakta, become my devotee. Become Krishna bhakta. Maddaji, become my worshipper. That is what is going on here. We are being introduced to all this. Mam namaskuru, momentika, atvan dandava. Then I assure you, Krishna is saying, because you are not envious of me, Vaishnava should not be envious. You should check all these things. Am I free from enviousness? Lambad of arrogance, pride. You know who I am? Dambha, Dartha, Obhiman. One devotee reading Prabhupada, I think chapter 16. I am the controller, Vishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, everything is meant for enjoyment. I will give charity. I finish my rivals, and others are there, I will finish them. This is Asuric, demoniac. Oh, but you see, we have got all these things. This is the advanced way. You ask yourself how to become free from this. Become humble, cultivate Krishna consciousness, and you develop all these characteristics. Chaitanya Chaitanya, Vaishnava, I will know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chaitanya, the written, pure Vaishnava. You want to go back to Godhead. And Krishna telling Uddhava, I am going back to my abode. So I also want to go? No. I tell you who is a bhakta, pure devotee. What is devotional service? Who is God? So there he says, you know, pure devotee, he will develop all these 28 qualities. He's simple, he's pure, doesn't quarrel with others, and find fault with others. Very difficult. It's poetic, all these things. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you want to go back to Godhead? Serious? Prabhupada also. Once every night, ask yourself how you are progressing. And another say, every Ekadashi day, ask how much you are progressing, check out. Have you developed all these things? Doesn't matter. You are sweeping the floor or temple, you are Gyastha, Mataji, or whatever, Sannyasi. Is that brahmachari. Who is a brahmachari? It is very difficult. If Ajamil couldn't do, what to speak of us? But Prabhupada is so kind, our ISKCON leaders are so kind, still giving us opportunity. Knocking at the door, opportunity to us to become an ideal Brahman, ideal Sannyasi, ideal ultimately Vaishnava. That is why we say real united nation. It's not that Indians only Brahmin, Sannyasi, Guru. No, it's nonsense. Anybody can. To fulfill that prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is why Prabhupada made this wonderful Mayapur, so many other spiritual oases. Anybody can take shelter. Like Mayapur, Gurukul, Vrindavan Gurukul, Dallas Gurukul, new generation. Those are Grihastha, Prabhupada said, from your childhood, from your children, you may join later, but your children, you make them Krishna conscious from the childhood. taking only Krishna Prasad, associating with Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, father and mother. They will tell you, if you have got anything lacking, so nice society, Prabhupada. So, there is one story about that. Then one boy, he doesn't know who is his father. He wants to become a sadhu. So, came to Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi, famous story. Jabal, Upanishad or something. Prabhupada told this. I am just simply repeating. So, that boy went to him, approached, I want to become your disciple, want to become your father. He said, okay, first, tell me your identity, your father, grandfather's lineage, what gotra you are. This is India common, still now. Of course, it's changing fast, getting degraded. He asked his mother. Mother said, darling, look, I served so many people in my life, and this way I, through them, associate, through their association and service, intimate, I got you. I am simply, you tell your teacher, I am Jabala. That is Jabal. And, please correct. And you are Sattakam. Sattakam. This is a famous story. That's all. You tell this. So you went, so exactly, not twisting anything. Not twisting, not something telling, not telling another thing. If somebody can put him in distress. So that, no. This is called Brahman. This is called. I saw Prabhupada. One, his God was asking something during conversation. Suddenly they say, what you tell your boy? Yes, I told them all. They are all my God boys, you know, they are all. They are not preaching. All Kanishtha guys. Who was telling exactly? I was listening. So tell exactly. This is called Brahman. Not twisting something, something telling, something not telling. You are not Brahmin Baba. You are Brahma Bandhu. You are not powerful. Ravan was also the son of a Rishi, but he is a Rakshasa. And he is going, flying this plane, whatever, in those days. Naturally, as their nature is. By their nature, we are also Asura something. Asuric quality we have. Mood of enjoyment, enjoying the material world. As our Acharya said, Vishaya Chariya, Se Rasyamojiya. Give up sense gratification. Better enjoy serving Krishna, serving Vishnu. Then you go back. Otherwise, come back here again to enjoy. So Ravan going, Ravan seeing one lady, he is doing. Still now in India, there are many great sadhu there, sadhi also there. You know, who was saying, no difference to my boys and girls, they are also doing very good. So, she is doing sadhana. Because of sadhana, they have good quality. She looks very powerful and very beautiful because of tapasya in Himalaya. I went there, but Lord, Ravan was doing tapasya. And he was going there, Himalaya. Ravan saw. In India, considered, I don't know, West. India at least considered, ladies of big hair. She is very attractive, considered. She can attract any guy. So Ravan is attracted. He came down the plane. She is meditating. Ravan, suddenly, very powerful, but at the same time, he is lusty. He took her hair from the back. So much hair she had. Suddenly, she opened her eyes with a grave and looked at Ravan. Ravan to understand, she is extremely powerful lady. Lady, man, these are simply dressed, Ravan. This is the soul. Gawan. Oh, you guys very powerful. You are touching here, mine. Again you do this to any woman, your head will fall off. At once. You see how powerful you see. Brahmin means tapasya. Another story. One guy doing tapasya. If anybody good tapasya, actual devotee is not that much into tapasya. Simply getting up early in the morning, this is also tapasya. Tapo. Right? In the winter days, they get up 3 o'clock, take bath. This is tapasya. Accepting some inconvenience. I remember early days when I came. I said, what is today's breakfast? Mudi, rice puffy, and some good. That's all. It's tapasya. No, I'll get something else. Puri, halwa, kachuri. Maybe pizza. I'm sorry. If somebody can afford ice cream. No, whatever is provided, yeah. This is Brahmin. Whatever Krishna provides, this is also a nice story, Prabhupada. The story is this guy doing tapasya gets some power. But he says, if you do tapasya, don't do hari bhajan. What is the meaning of tapasya? You get some power. Usually one gets power because of tapasya. Easily get angry. At once, curse you. You find many great sages like a devotee. Just like when Parvati Devi cursed the lady, sometimes their nature is like that. Sometimes sharp word. That Devjani and Sarmista curse you. You are like a crow. She's telling something. You are like a beggar. Come to us. Not men also get that. They get angry. When Parvati asked, Upa said, but because he's a great devotee, Chitraketu, he tolerated. He said, Mother, I accept you. Then Lord Shiva, when he gone Chitraketu, Lord Shiva, you shouldn't have done that, you know. You are a Vaishnavi. He may tell. Yes, Vaishnavi. This is called Vaishnava. It is easy to show your power, but to forgive this divine, he can be cancelled. Either man or woman. So that guy doing so much tapasya, but if you do hari bhajan, what is the use of tapasya? You get everything. Major slope. So most important thing is serving Lord. Under the guidance of your view. That is what ISKCON is. So that guy getting tapasya, get power. So everybody here coming up early in the morning, taking bath, after 20 or 50, you automatically get some power. Whether called material or spiritual, that is different. Many spiritualists in India, they think spiritual life needs get some power. This is nonsense. Many societies. Our society is not like that. So that guy got some power. Doing tapasya, tapasya. Tapasya means accepting some inconvenience. You go to Kumbh Mela or Ganga Sagar, you find even Jagannath Puri. Some thorn, some guy, hearing nothing almost, only to cover the private part, he's sitting. He's standing on his head. Head is inside the hole. He's throwing you and get some power. So that guy got power. How he? Suddenly he knows, after doing this, suddenly some crow or some bird passed and he fell on his body. He was so angry. What? Who is this guy? The moment he looked at that bird, at the bird he saw burned into ashes. Ah, he got some power. The moment you get power, you get infatuated. Unless you use it, you feel, you get restless. You want to use it. A devotee does. So what happens? So that he's going, he thought, I've got some power. Where is the higher? He are also there. You go to Vrindavan, you see, not Mayapur or other place. Some place is there. Radhesham. You go to some house. At once some lady or some young boy or girl come in the house. Baba. That means some sadhu. What do you want? You take it? Okay, take this thing, some chapati. So that guy going like that. In India this is common. May not be only in Vrindavan, on many other places. Eh? One lady came on, yes? This little wait, I am little engaged. Okay. He's standing, waiting. Again she came, he said, I am still busy. After finishing, I'll come and suddenly he is getting angry, seems like eyebrows. She could understand. After 2-3 times like that, she looked at him and very cool-headed, she said, she has got also power now. She said, because she is a chaste lady. Chaste lady means who is attached to her husband's duty. Her duty is first to serve the husband. So after serving the husband, she want to attend him. That is what she want to say. She looked at him. She looked at him and see his eyebrows raising, then getting angry. So she could understand. She said, don't be upset and angry. You think here the same thing you will do? You looked at the bird and burned into ashes. You are shocked. How did she, this lady know that I can do this thing? You don't work here. You are shocked. This lady must be more powerful than me. How could she say like over my face? So like that. So we are not here to power, yet I am more powerful than you. We are here simply to become a Vaishnava. Nachatasmat manushesu. Nobody is so dear to Krishna than one who preaches Krishna consciousness. That is what Prabhupada did. That is what Prabhupada won from all of us. To preach, first of all, we have to have the set of example. That is Mahajan. That is Boli Maharaj. That is Prahlad Maharaj. So we have got a great responsibility. So that boy, go to a Gautam Rishi and say, yes, tell your identity, yes. I asked my mommy. Mommy says, exactly same. Mommy says, she is Jabala. She heard, she served many persons, and through their intimate association with one of them, she got me. And she said, so I am Satyakam and she is Jabala. This is my Gotra identity. Oh, I see. So Gautam Rishi looked at him. He understands. He knows. He won't be accepted in the society. Nobody will play with him. Nobody will eat with him. Nobody will teach him. He will be ostracized. He will be isolated. Still he told, exactly, this is called Brahminical quality. He can understand. He can become sannyas. He can become pure. First thing you have to become Brahmin. This is it. So Gautam Rishi looked at him and said, yes, I will make you disciple. I see you are Brahminical quality. This way we can ask ourselves, how much I am progressing. Like that many story. Just like, we are mostly adhira in the moment that Kumara also said, to higher authority, when you come in contact with object of senses, we forget, we have to control our senses. Yes? Not many saying, because we are not testing ourselves, we want to test. And Rukmini and Krishna is talking. Krishna, just for joking, Rukmini goes, enjoys Krishna's company in all functions, everywhere. She is the chief queen. Krishna knows Rukmini has little pride. Sometimes he wants to crop the pride of his devotee, either whether it is Arjuna, or it is Rukmini, whoever, or even us. and insignificant. He should not be carried away by qualification, achievement. So Rukmini is saying, you are asking me, now I have got grandson, so she fell down unconscious. When Krishna joking, you select now another husband. There are so many kings want to marry you, you are so beautiful princess. I am just a cowherd boy of Vrindavan. Why you selected me as husband? And she is explaining Krishna's quality. One place she said, you ask me, these kings, what they are? Real king is something else, somebody else. These are bag of skin bag full of marrow, bone, flesh, blood, so many other obnoxious things. You call them their king? Real king, I understand, is the three modes of material nature. They control anybody and everybody except you and your devotee, your pure devotee. He is in a mode of pure goodness. He has control. He is his lusty desire, calm, growth, anger, love, greediness. I've got this car, no, I want better. This car, he has got better, oh, I want that. Lusty. Kamayesha, krodhayesha, rajoguna samadva. Everybody is either in a mode of passion or ignorance. Devotee means he transcends passion and ignorance. Simply coming to Mangalarati. Simply coming to doing his japa. Simply in front of deity. Simply taking prasad. Serving a pure devotee. And dedicating his life in the service of the Lord. And his pure devotee. That is what he is calling. That is why Prabhupada wants us. Ideal. Devotee with all the good qualities. So, say, who is not controlled by three guna? Who can, anybody can raise hand? Difficult. One situation I am getting angry, another situation I am happy.
Why?
Same situation. Because I am in a different mode. Because of the association. Sometimes I heard some devotee eating, keeping in his pocket some, nobody sees, handful of chili. Rajagun, at night maybe, mind is getting agitated. Nobody is there? Go to the room, store room, extra, so many gulab jam. Terrible! At night, mind, let me do this, let me do that. I shouldn't do inside. Paramatma is saying, don't do this, don't do this. Hey, let me do now. Later on, I will settle it. I know that I should not do. You get carried away. Back. Whatever my position may be, I vowed as a brahmachari, grihastha, don't mind. Or whatever, even higher position. Stamp doesn't mean he is this. Krishna will see the heart. Who is who? And time is the test. Time also is Krishna in personal form. He teaches us, look, you are this. Now look, you are this. You are not this, you are not this, you are not this. Try. Try again. And why I should marry them? I see. The senses are formidable. Who can tell I have got control over all the senses? What to speak of tongue and mind? What about the other senses? I am going near Govinda restaurant. Samosa, kachuri. From Italy, one guy came making big pizza. Maharaj, today is the inauguration day. From the exactly like Italy, the same oven type made. An Italian is coming to make. How much? No, for you, no. Others? 800 rupees, nothing. Only 800. What? How much cheese is good? Okay, send it to me. I'll see. We will take it. Join here, everyone will see. We'll see. Don't worry. Did I say no? Be careful. Everything is watching. Two birds sitting in the tree of this body. One bird is watching what you are doing. Another bird going from one tree to one branch to another. Very nice. Nice mango. Another one. Nice katal. It's a hot weather now. From Bangladesh, katal is coming. Amar, come here. Katal juice, mango juice. Maharaj, we are Gurukul. Please come. What are you making? Please don't mind. May not be. We're making some ice cream. Katal juice, mango juice, more than nectar and milk with cream and make a ice cream. I have never tasted such thing. Hurry. Want another one? Yeah, yeah. Then later on at night, what is coming in my mind? This is a food for thought. Please forgive me. Don't think I am free from all these things. This is for your consideration. Many times. So, Rukmini Devi says, the senses are formidable. I think they are the king. Yes? Yes? This is our qualification. It's not so easy. Maharaj, I have got danda. What do you think? It's not difficult to get a danda. I did this, now got this danda. So, now I can sit with others. Mahaprasad. But sadhu is not like that, sitting there. He's meditating on Krishna. Simply meditating and think of how to serve. Not attracted. Sometimes Prabhupada come to see some sadhu. Some dham. You have come here to see. So we have come here to become sadhu or sadhi. You see, 15 minutes there. Another story. Of course, idea. We are most of all, we are called adhira. Adhira means? Cannot keep your mind steady. Yes? Just like too much hot, you see. Difficult for us. Go inside. But still some people are working hard. In that case. They join with ISKCON, they can nicely eat food, this, inside stay. Everything is provided. Fan, air condition, everything. ISKCON. As if people come ISKCON. There are other also institutions. They are not going. He's gone, they dress nicely, eat nicely, traveling, whatever you want. It's kalpavriksha, chintamani prakarsha, kalpavriksha laksha puja. Who can say? It's not kalpavriksha. Whatever you desire, you will get. It's not. But actually, we should not ask all. You should ask. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kavitam, va jagadisha kamay. Because if you become a sincere servant of Krishna, Krishna is the owner of everything. He has got Lakshmi. No scarcity. Anything you can get. Brajavasi. Anything. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jai sakala vipad bhakti vinod balen jakhan onam gai Radha Krishna balo sangha chalo. Simply always chant Hare Krishna. And keep your body engaged in Krishna's service. Krishna will fulfill all your desires. Not only that, he'll give you more than what you have. Prabhupada is the example. He's got nothing to 40 rupees, maybe 1 hour in America by vehicle. Go from here, there and finish. No visa. Prabhupada said to one of his disciples, I send you there to preach. And you have got nothing, you say, give me some man and money. Why shall I give you? What you will do? No man, no money, inside a jungle. What I did? If you are sincere, Krishna will send you money. Krishna will send you man. Everything. You go on serving. And he did. He had faith. Yasadeve paravaktvam. Got implicit faith in the word of Krishna. Same in the word of Sadguru. Everything will be revealed. This is what is that. So dhira and adhira, Prabhupada said, most of us are adhira. The Goswamis are dhira. They have got so much wealth, big position, they'll give up, kick out. Associating with aristocratic family. Just hearing the bare necessities of life, using just to cover his body, little bit cloth, little bit place to sleep, no house under a tree. Day and night, chanting, dancing, writing book, 24 hours, sleeping, eating, cut down to minimum 1.5 hours. Don't have to do, but Prabhupada showed, according to our qualification. Prabhupada, I saw, maybe sometime 11 to 1, he'll sleep. Get up. Writing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 8 o'clock, go to sleep, 12 o'clock, getting up. Writing books, 100. This is our example. We may not be, but we can cut down our sleeping, eating, and use more for Krishna's service. So they are called dhira. So Prabhupada mentioned, one in Kumar Sambhav, Kalidas gave an example of high class dhira. So what? He understands, after this, what body I will get. Dhirastraccha namu yati, Krishna is saying. One is dhira. He is not bewildered. I will get another body. Better now chant. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare. That means, Radharani Krishna, please, please give me some chance. I want to serve. One is 24 hours engaged like that, he can feel the presence of Krishna. Narad Muni, life we can see. But Krishna didn't come again. He said, now I am not coming. Why? To increase your eagerness to see me. To increase that, I won't come this life to you. You have to be completely pure. Then you can always see me. Anyway, so Kalidas gave an example. And he wrote a book called Kumar Sambhava. You have to become dhira. That means, though in a very provoking situation, you don't agitate. You don't get agitated. So, the demigods came after Parvati, Uma, Himavati, appeared, leaving her body in Daksharika, Kankhal. If you go to Haridwar, many of you go, I also sometime back I was there. Down there is a place where there is Dakshajagga. His father, Daksha, did not treat the son-in-law, that is Vaishnava, Lord Shiva, Vaishnava Anang Jata Sambhu, treated him poorly. So his wife said, father, you treated your so-called son-in-law, he's a great Vaishnava, you treated him so badly, I won't keep your body. The body you gave me, I will finish. So she, by yoga, dhyan, she burned her body to ashes. So many things happened, I don't want to tell. Then again, took birth as a daughter, exquisitely beautiful, Uma, in the name of Himavati, something like that, in Himalaya, daughter. Then devotas know many things. They are looking for somebody, the suitable commander-in-chief. So they approached one day, came to Uma. What do you want? Why you come to me? Now we have got a request. What request? You accept in Kailas, Lord Shiva is there. You go and worship. Why? You take her as your husband. Then you will have a son. We will make him our commander-in-chief, Kartika. Oh, really? What I have to do? You go there alone with usual thing, flowers, fruits, all these things, chandan, this, that, you worship Lord Shiva. This is a tradition in India. I saw in my childhood even, my grandmother will tell my sister's mother, go, go, worship Shiva, give Ganga jal, water and banana leaves, bay leaves, that's enough. But if you have got some fruits, other things, give Lord Shiva. Then you get a good husband. This is common in, still now, conservative family do. Last, usually grandmother and a granddaughter, they have got relation, they can talk anything private also, which may not tell father, mother, because of she feels shy. But to grandmother can tell. Or grandfather. This is common in India. Other things. They are more lenient and so Parvati said, what I have to do? You do this, go also. He's alone there. And Lord Shiva is called Digambar. Dik Ambar Jaha. Dik means defined direction. His clothing is defined direction. In other words, he is not hearing anything. This is to cover his body, he is hearing nothing. He's called Dik Ambar. Dik Ambar Jaha. Direction are his dress. Covering. So he is absorbed in meditation of Lord Sankarsana. She is throwing flowers. Young girl, 17 years old, something like that. Exquisitely beautiful. Nobody is there alone. Very provoking situation. And he is naked. She knows he is her would-be husband. To test him, she is sometimes touching. He is not opening his eyes, nothing. Hey, whatever. Even touching some most sensitive part of his body, generating organ, he is not agitated. We should not do that. We shouldn't put ourselves in test. Be careful. You are not so serious. You can take poison. At least provoking situation, you can see how you can tolerate. But don't put yourself in case you face some situation, protect yourself. This is a perfect example of dhira. So we should see sometimes we are facing some provoking situation. How we can keep our mind equipoised. It's called dhira. Best, Prabhupada said, this is Kalidas giving example, one of the best example of dhira. Even one guy, so-called foster father and daughter, take him to marriage didn't take place, I heard. The incident is not just story. Coming back, depending on time, circumstance and places, senses get agitated. The girl was not married, he is a 17-year-old girl. Her body was found. She was raped and dead. And police caught the father. What happened? She didn't get married. We are coming at night back to our house. I got agitated. She tried to molest or rape her. And she opposed. And this is the result. Can you see? Father! So it is said, even if you are in front of your mother, sister, daughter, don't be in a lonely place, don't be too overconfident. It's for all of us. This way you can learn how you are getting pure. So she was not a, and she said, yes, here is my ideal husband. Hare Krishna, few minutes only. Because what I am saying, don't mind, I am talking, maybe I am a big mouth. Idea is, if you are studying, say, mathematics, you may put in kindergarten, you may be a first boy there, first girl. But there are higher courses there. If your goal is, I want to become first class first in master degree university, you have to have goal higher. Then you can make advancement. Make sense? Make sense, yes? You have a higher goal. Otherwise, you are satisfied. You cannot make progress. That is what purpose. Hare Krishna. We can learn from this. Any question or comment? Very well. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ISKCON is Nacho Gao Bhakta Sanghe Karo Sankirtan. We don't have to push our nose. Do pranayam, stand on head, or go to Himalaya, leaving our family, those are grihastha, and inside a cave, hearing hardly anything, hardly eating, sleeping, do tapasya, no? You chant, dance, sushukam, Krishna consciousness, you can very joyfully perform and go back to Godhead. Here even live joyfully by chanting, dancing and feasting. And here is the mercy of the Lord, which you can also enjoy. Somebody is sponsoring? Huh? Somebody is sponsoring. So can you everybody chant Hare Krishna in his or her so that she get pure bhakti? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So that he can get the mercy of the Lord, really, and go back to Godhead, get pure bhakti. Hari Bol. This side, Mataji, this side, men. Sāvedā bhakta bhaktin ki